taking a look at the voice here, the audible voice that Samuel, the child, heard when the Lord God called him. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. The Lord came and stood there. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you just love the Lord? He is so amazing. Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times. Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. You suppose Samuel heard the Lord's voice the way he had heard it before? More than likely he did, because the scriptures tell us the Lord called as he did at the other times. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Now, there's so much that I could share with you about one of the things that the Lord teaches us here, but I really want to focus on the voice. But let me just say this one thing. This one thing. Remember what the Lord said, in fact, what he swore to the house of Eli. This is what he swore to the house of Eli. The guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. At that time, it was by sacrifice and or offering that guilt was atoned for. All of these guys were still alive when God made this declaration that the guilt of Eli's house would never be atoned for. What I'm saying is the Lord, the same, yesterday and today and forever. That's what the scriptures tell us about God. In Hebrews, we are told he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He had determined that Eli's sons had crossed the line when they refused to get their moral act together. Eli had plenty of opportunities to restrain them, and he chose not to. Oh, he spoke a little harshly to them, but he did not put them in their places. He had plenty of opportunity to do so, but neglected to do so. He crossed the line. God had given him the opportunity he needed. He failed to take advantage of that opportunity. And so now God is saying the guilt of the whole house will never be atoned for. Eli and his sons were going to pay directly with their lives. And from that point on, Eli's house would not be permitted to serve God in the way that Eli's house had been serving him. They would never again be permitted to serve God in that way. But here's my main point. Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli, get this, the vision. In a vision, the Lord God called to Samuel, and Samuel heard the Lord's voice the way he would have heard Eli's voice. Sometimes that's the way God conveys information to us, and not necessarily always in a vision. Sometimes he may speak to us in an audible voice, but without vision, no vision. We simply hear his voice the same way we hear the voices of humans. So we need to be aware that that is one way that God can convey information to us. Now, here's one of the things that's so important about that. And I'll close today's discussion with this. Regardless of how God conveys information to us, regardless of how God communicates with us, it is so important that we simply consider it a great honor and a great privilege that the Supreme One, the Most High, that the person who is the greatest of all persons in all of his world would honor us with his presence, would honor us by communicating with us. Not allow ourselves to become braggadocious even within our own hearts. Not start comparing ourselves to other people, assuming that God does not speak to other people the way he speaks to us. Don't consider ourselves so special that we think we're on an even keel with God. No. Let's just very humbly thank God for communicating with us in whatever ways he communicates with us, and humbly, humbly dedicate ourselves to him, listening more and more, so that we communicate more and more, so that we please him more and more. More of this at a later date. Stay with me, though. More Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.